Government tightens IT rules on deepfakes.
Diwali and GST cuts fuel UPI spike in October.
Zoho all set to launch its own payments app Zoho Pay to take on Google Pay and Phone Pay.
India Quotient raises $129 million for its fifth fund to bet on early stage startups.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We hope you had an amazing and joyous Deepavali. It's good to be back after what was a very long weekend. Happy Diwali to you too, Bhavya.
Yes, Chandra, happy Diwali.
So let's start with some big news coming in from the policy corridors. Now, the Indian government has made a significant move to regulate AI content, or synthetic content as they are calling it, particularly deepfakes, which have spiraled into a growing concern for India.
That's correct, Chandra. After several years of testing and consultation, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY in short, has proposed amendments to the IT rules of 2021, explicitly including synthetically generated content. The aim is to address potential harms arising from deepfakes, ranging from misinformation to privacy violations.
So the proposed rules introduce specific compliance obligations for platforms generating or hosting AI-driven content. This includes labeling synthetic information and embedding permanent metadata tags. For visual content, the tag must cover at least 10% of the image, and for audio, it must be present in the first 10% of the duration.
Yes, so big tech platforms, including social media giants like WhatsApp and Instagram, have additional responsibilities under this act. They will be required to ask users to declare whether content is synthetically generated and take reasonable technical measures to verify these declarations.
Now, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav emphasized that the objective here is transparency. Users should be able to distinguish authentic content from synthetic content through clear labeling and metadata.
Yes, alongside these amendments, the government has also revised rules regarding content takedown notices. The highlight now is only senior officials such as a joint secretary or a DIG in law enforcement can issue these orders, reducing the scope for arbitrary takedowns by junior officials.
Moving on to digital payments, UPI continues to demonstrate exceptional growth. We're talking about the data for October.
Yes, indeed. The National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has reported that average daily transaction value has reached approximately 94,000 crore rupees, a 13% increase over September numbers. Now, this growth is being driven by Diwali shopping as well as the impact of lower GST rates.
So transaction volumes have also set new records. On Diwali Eve, for instance, UPI transactions reached 740 million for the month. The platform has crossed a daily transaction value of 1 lakh crore, up 6 times from 3 days in September. For the month, the platform has crossed a daily transaction value of 1 lakh crore rupees, up 6 times from 3 days in September.
Yes. So why this is significant is that historically payment volumes peak in the first few days of the month due to salary and EMI payments, then taper off in the middle. So this October, however, sustained high volumes suggest strong consumer activity linked to festival sales.
Now, analysts expect that October could become the highest month yet for UPI, with total transaction value likely to exceed 28 lakh crores. This surpasses the current record of 25 lakh crores. Interestingly, credit card transactions are trending lower compared to September, largely due to last month's major e-commerce sales events.
Yes, in another development also about UPI, Zoho is preparing to launch Zoho Pay.
This was a big one, Bhavya. So in an interview with you, Zoho's payment CEO Sivaram Krishnan Ishwaran has said that Zoho Pay will operate as a standalone app and will also be embedded within Arate, which, remember, is Zoho's homegrown chat platform, just like how WhatsApp has integrated with UPI apps for payments.
Yes, this move positions Zoho in direct competition with Google Pay and Phone Pay, which currently account for nearly 85% of UPI transaction volumes in India. So Zoho, however, is leveraging the social layer of Arattha here, which could enable a more integrated conversational payments experience for users.
Eshwaran also told us that the company plans to adopt an incremental approach to fintech. Payments will be the foundation, with expansion into lending, broking, and insurance expected over time, while maintaining a focus on profitable growth. Looks like the entire team at Zoho is getting super busy with new launches every week.
Yes. All right. Now on to our last story of the day. India Quotient, an early stage venture capital firm, has raised $129 million for its fifth fund, doubling the size of its previous fund.
So nearly 80% of the new fund comes from global limited partners or LPs. India Quotient has backed startups such as ShareChat, Sugar Cosmetics, Lending Cart, and Cuckoo FM. With this capital, the firm intends to continue supporting early stage Indian founders.
Yes, so the broader VC landscape in India is showing signs of resurgence. According to analysis, 18 venture capital firms have raised close to $3.2 billion so far this year. So if ongoing fundraise closes successfully, the total could reach about $4.6 billion, exceeding last year's $4 billion, and of course, signaling a renewed investor interest and confidence in the Indian startup ecosystem. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters and the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.